This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for another film review. Today, we are reviewing the documentary The Golden Spurtle. In a Scottish Highland village, competitors gather for the World Porridge Championship's final year under Charlie Miller's leadership, celebrating tradition and community through the art of perfect porridge making. The Golden Spurtle is a heartwarming documentary about the championship competition in Carbridge, Scotland. It's directed by Constantine Costi, and the film captures not just the quirky competition, but also the deep sense of community, tradition and legacy that surrounds it.
When you whack kitchen in a suitcase and try and take it to the other side of the world, something probably will go wrong.
The star of the show should always be the porridge itself. Just let the oats sing.
What oats will you be using?
Why would I want to tell you? Other people would get to know.
It matters much, yeah.
You can worry about things or you can just get on and do it.
It would be wrong of me to say that I'm not burning with desire to win.
Shall we start the competition?
So, Hubert Pavelkovic, I have been campaigning for the whole office to watch this film, and you watched it. Talk us through your thoughts.
I mean, yes, the reason I did watch it is purely because everyone in the office was talking about it, and I think my kind of thing was, well, I want to see what all the fuss is about, but also you don't want the fear of missing out, you want to join in the conversation. So yeah, one Monday evening I kind of thought, there's not much else on, let's put it on. And I think you described it as heartwarming, and I think for me it was very much that. To me it felt something like, if you need cheering up, just watch that. It's very lighthearted, very feel good. It has community spirit written all over it, and it's just interesting because I did not know there's a competition about porridge, and it was global too.
Yeah, I think it's so special because there's so many elements to the film. It's only 1 hour, 15 minutes long to begin with. It's set in a beautiful area in Scotland with a very quirky, passionate community. It's quite a quaint tradition, and then you also follow all of the porridge makers in their different preparation for the competition. So it's just a lot of very interesting characters that are really, really committed to this one very specific thing and all gather and have their own kind of techniques and recipes. And there are some sort of real larger than life characters that are super fun to follow. And the cinematography is beautiful. The whole style of directing is very whimsical and very curious. It feels like a Wes Anderson movie, but it's all real life people.
If Wes Anderson ever directed a movie about porridge. The characters are very quirky, though. Everyone's unique, and every character has a unique story. And you've got Toby, the Australian chap, who, you know, saved up for years to be able to go across the world to Scotland to take part. And you've got that's a guilty pleasure character, I'd say, for me, is Nick. You can tell how serious he's, like, the noble oats, you know. I take it very seriously, and no one else could take it more seriously than me.
I guess the fun thing about the film is it brings out such different techniques and personalities all trying to do the same thing. So you've got one woman who kind of very much follows her heart and follows her instinct in terms of making her porridge recipe. She's done it for a long time. She's got a really supportive husband that just loves the fact that she's doing it. She tells you about her recipe. Then you've got sort of a traditional man who's like, I'm not going to give away my recipe. Then other people, he's in the trailer, then other people could copy me. And then you've got sort of Nick. He's a very sharp man. Is that the way to describe it? He's very kind of technical and focused, and he really, really wants to talk about exactly the right way to do porridge all the time. And then you've also got some younger people just like really excited to be there. So it's just such a sweet collection of really interesting people.
I mean, when you watch it, you kind of, before I watched the film, I thought, well, it's porridge, you know, what's to it? You know, it's a simple thing, simple breakfast dish. And when you watch it, you kind of go, oh, porridge making can be made into a very complicated scientific process, as you can hear. It's really interesting, all the details they go to and how much thought is put into each recipe, even the stirring technique, whether you put in salt or not, or what else you put in. There's just so much details. For someone who loves funky food and likes to try foods in different styles, I thought, this is quite interesting. I mean, it focused on just most often than not, plain old school porridge.
Yeah, and I also think we need to mention the porridge chieftain, Charlie Miller, who is... It's really beautiful to see the amount of effort that the porridge committee put into organising this event. And it's really interesting because they created this event because they wanted a community activity for people to get behind, and they started it in the 90s, I think, so it's not even that old. And it's really wonderful to see people sort of arguing and getting really passionate about where the flag should go and how it should happen. It really does feel like you're stepping right into the middle of quite an eccentric town, and you get to get swept up in all of the preparation for the competition.
It's definitely eccentric. I mean, as soon as I heard Porridge Chieftain, I was like, I have to watch this film. And he does sound like it. When you hear Charlie speak many times, he sounds like a kind of old wise man who's, you know, been around the block when it comes to porridge making, who is an expert. And, you know, he sounds like you follow his journey almost from the beginning to his last kind of competition. And you can tell that he's reached the point where, you know, he's delivered and achieved a lot. Plus, I also would love a porridge bowl with written on it, The Porridge Chieftain. And that's a brilliant title.
Yeah, and I think as well we should talk about the audio description, because the shots in the film are very in the style of Wes Anderson. Carbridge has a lot of beautiful natural scenery that they bring into the film, and also kind of how the characters look in terms of their facial expressions when they're talking about porridge and their sort of background. Yeah, it uses the visuals to convey quite a lot of information. So how did you find the audio description in terms of setting these scenes?
I loved it because it did describe like all the green fields, you know, the steam coming out of the kind of train when Charlie was kind of travelling back and such. But there was one touch about the audio description for me that, and to some people it may not matter too much, but I think for me it was really well suited. Bearing in mind the movie was set in Scotland and all that, we had a Scottish audio description voice. It was a small touch, but it meant a lot because it stuck to the setting and everything else. They didn't kind of give us a British English audio description voice or an American one. No, they wanted to make sure the voice also reflects where the movie is set. And it's I think to me it's quite important. And there was a great intonation as to describing fields. It was very well paced. It was very relaxing as well. I found the whole experience quite therapeutic, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Highly, highly recommend if you're looking for something sweet and wholesome and funny, and hopefully will convince even more people to watch it, Hubert.
You can even have a bowl of porridge with it.
Absolutely. That is one thing I will say. For me, it didn't make me have more desire to eat porridge. I'm not personally a porridge fan, but I respect the craft. And speaking of porridge, how many spurtles would you rate the Golden Spurtle out of 5?
I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 spurtles, just because I was hoping to see a more angry, passionate reaction from Nick when he lost. He had that kind of potential where he should have gone, oh, what do you mean I have not won? You know, but no, he just smiled. Just underwhelming, but it's feel good. It's lovely. It will put a smile on your face. And if you had a miserable day and you need a bit to be cheered up a little bit, just put it on and relax. It's quite fun. It's feel good.
Absolutely. I think it's a 5 out of 5 spurtles for me. You can find The Golden Spurtle on Apple TV Plus with audio description. But for now, thank you so much, Hubert Pavalkovich, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Amelia.